99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Jeff DeDarian, News 8 in studio, and he makes a great sacrifice for his wife.
Yeah.
To make her happy.
Oh.
To keep her happy.
Okay.
Which in turn will keep him happy.
Gotcha.
How many Rod Stewart shows have you been to?
I think we were talking about it the other day. My wife is Linda, and I think it's probably, I think she's been to 10, maybe a dozen shows. I've probably been to 8, 7, 8.
Ouch.
Just recently saw him at
Mohegan.
Oh.
Ouch.
Have you told me lately that you love me?
Right.
Yeah.
That's
my question. Even his song.
Right.
Now, like the, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. The latter part of his career, he basically became a karaoke singer.
Yeah.
he would just do other songs, remakes.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, that's a Van Morrison song.
Okay.
And then Forever Young, that's a Bob Dylan song.
Okay.
My wife's listening right now, and she's gonna be like,
Chaz, I don't like that Chaz guy.
I don't love him.
That guy's kind of a dick.
We don't have to Maggie May. Oh, and Maggie May, that's not his either.
I think that is his.
That is his, yeah.
Yeah. The Salive version, but he did a really good version of Forever Young. Like, yeah. Bob Dylan's version. I was like, mm.
Yeah.
He did a very good version.
He needs a little help in the vocal area.
Who, Bob Dylan?
No, Rod Stewart.
Oh, really?
Get the raspy.
Oh, he's lost
on.
A couple steps.
I mean, yeah, a little bit.
How old is he?
He's, like, 80.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, come
80.
On. Did any of us see this happening?
No.
Like, our parents' artists weren't out there, were they? I don't remember anyone
Ray
performing
Charles
it.
Ray Charles was out there for a long
okay.
time.
Yeah, you're right.
Ray Some Charles, of those guys did.
James Brown right until he died.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Chuck Berry, right until he died.
Mom had Elvis.
Chubby Checker is still out there.
He is still going.
He's still twisted. Not intentionally, but yeah.
Wow.
He's not intentionally.
Yeah. But he's still, you know, he moves around and he doesn't do the whole twisting the mic stand around like he used to. But
he's fairly mobile.
Around pretty good, you know. But I noticed he'll come out and, you know, he definitely took a few. You know, he'll let the band play extended,
right.
And then they have three.
Well, he sucks oxygen.
3 feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I bet you
he's
he is.
Hitting the oxygen tank.
Right. Three female singers, like they do a couple songs.
Like they hit the high
notes. He kind of vanishes a little bit, and then he comes back.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I mean, but he performed for a good hour and a half or so.
Nice.
You know,
that's pretty good.
Kick the soccer balls. But
yeah, that's
he
been
used
a
to
thing
really
right.
kind of wind up.
Yeah.
But not so much.
You know, it was like a knee jerk.
Yeah.
What was the first year you saw him? And you went with Linda the first time?
Yeah,
you went?
Yeah. I don't remember. She's listening. I don't know. She'll text me, but
let's
I don't,
get her on
I
the
don't
phone.
Remember. Yeah, we can. We can try it. I don't, you know, she's a little, I'm the more, you know,
right.
running my mouth, talkative. And
right,
she's
right.
not. She's not that.
She's the business sense.
But we can try and get her on.
Yeah. How did you guys meet?
I started my career in radio, in news, in Providence, and she worked at a hospital. She had a friend who worked at the hospital, too, and the program director had movie tickets for Showcase Cinema. She came to the radio station, and...
Oh, she was you picked up a contest winner.
Yeah, she was friends with the person, with the PD's sister, and anyway, I saw her, and I'm like,
wait,
wow,
so the PD...
That?
Was giving tickets to his sister.
Right. And then...
Okay. Sounds like there's a new story there.
He's exactly. Like, well, I mean, maybe it was...
designated,
you know,
giveaway prizes.
Right.
So payola scam there.
She came to the radio station with her to get the tickets. And I don't know, we were in the lobby or upstairs. She'll remember and she'll be mad because I didn't remember exactly where.
What movie it was?
I don't remember what movie it was, but it was Showcase Cinema, which I don't know if you guys remember those.
Oh, yeah, of
course. Okay.
Yeah,
and that's how we met. And then she didn't want to give her phone number.
So you met her in the lobby of the radio station.
It was either in the lobby or upstairs.
Somewhere in the radio station.
Oh, no, I was in an office. I was in an office.
Dude, you should remember all this.
Yeah, no, I'm remembering now. So.
Doesn't sound like it.
No, it was the PD's wife had the tickets. She worked at the radio station in traffic.
That's how you met your wife.
Like
you got to remember this stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
I remember.
You're a
it,
news reporter.
He'll do a full investigation.
He's like kind of fumbling through the news story of his life.
2 minutes ago, I'm talking about cancer and dogs, and now you want me to remember. You want me to remember
so much
how you met your wife?
April.
Yes.
Yeah.
How you met your wife.
All right, hold on. Here she is. She's texting me. Give me one
so
second.
So long ago.
Let's try and get her on. Let's try and get her on.
All right. Let's
Phil,
give
can
her
you get
the
her on?
We're going to give her the hotline number. Okay. This could go horribly wrong right now for Jeff DeDarian, News 8. So his wife, Linda, is a big Rod Stewart fan.
Yes.
And he thinks he's been to about 8 concerts.
First one in 1992.
Rod Stewart. You know, Rod Stewart used to be a rock act.
Yeah.
He had Ron Wood playing guitar for him.
The Faces, right?
Yeah. 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 And then eventually he went, you know, pop and top 40. And yes. But we were talking to Jeff, and we were like, well, how did you meet your wife? And he couldn't remember. And Linda is on the phone now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How did you and Jeff meet?
We met at the, as he said, we met at the radio station that he worked at. I went with, so the sister-in-law of the GM worked with me, and we went there to pick up tickets.
Nice.
Okay. And then where were you when Jeff approached you?
We were in the GM's wife's office.
All right.
She did the traffic.
All right. And what did Jeff do or say?
He said hello. He came in and said hello. And then when I got back to work, the Annie, the wife, called me and said, oh, that guy that you met wants your phone number.
Wow.
And I said, I don't give my number out.
Oops. Really? Right. So I got denied.
Wow.
The first time.
Yep. So I wouldn't give my number out, but she told him where the girls were all going out on Friday night. She told him where we were going to be, and he showed up there.
That seems more appropriate.
That's where the investigative reporter came out.
Yeah.
So there was a whole crowd. Like, in other words, it was kind of veiled in a whole like crowd of people, and I just kind of showed up, and
just
I'm like, oh, hey.
Right.
That's
oh,
way
hey,
better.
I'm just hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I can understand not just giving your number out to radio people.
Right.
I totally understand that, Linda.
I wouldn't either. I know us.
I wouldn't either.
And then she spilled a drink on me, right? You can tell them about that.
On purpose?
I was nervous. I spilled a drink on him within the first hour, and he still asked me out. So I thought, hey, if he can still ask me out, I should go.
Right. Where did the drink land, on his shirt or in the area?
Oh, it landed. And I mean, I don't know if you guys have figured this out, how particular he is about his.
Oh, my God. Leave him not a hair out of place.
Yeah, Metro. The Metro.
He was not happy about it. It was water. I didn't drink, so it wasn't anything that was going to stain his clothes, but he wasn't happy about that.
Right.
Really?
That was like peanut.
Did you make a face? What did you say, Jeff?
I was.
You're annoyed.
Not happy.
Annoyed.
Yeah, annoyed.
Really?
Right.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like that OCD.
No, I can see. Like you look like you look like you just walked out of a magazine.
Oh, I know.
That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
It's a lot of work to look that good.
I had to get up at 2 a.m. to get ready to come in here.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, so that's what happened.
Where did the water land?
On my shirt.
On his shirt?
Okay.
Yeah.
That he remembers.
Yeah, on the
how
shirt.
How he met her.
That was the immediate detail he knew.
He doesn't remember how he met her, right. But he remembers the water went on his shirt.
I remember the shirt, too. It was my favorite.
And I was really pissed off, and I had to act like I wasn't.
Right.
Because I didn't want to have a bad first impression.
Exactly.
But inside, like, so outside, I'm like, oh, it's no problem. Don't worry about it.
Inside,
I'm like, are you kidding me?
I think you knew, though, Linda, right, that it annoyed him?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I know.
So he asked you out on a date. Where was your first date?
Yes.
Where did
my
he take
first
you?
First date, we went to the Hot Club in Providence, the Fish Company, and then Haven Brothers.
Hot? Hot?
Hot. H-O-T. It's a
H-O-T.
Hot.
Hot. Hot.
Hot.
Right.
Well, I'm from Rhode Island.
You have an accent.
No.
We can tell.
I am not on the radio.
No, you have a great radio voice.
Yeah. Has character.
Okay, so he took you out. So was it was it kind of like you guys gelled immediately?
Immediately.
Immediately.
Well, after our first date, I went home, and my mother said, "How was your date?" And I said, "I don't know how I know, but he's the one I'm going to marry."
Nice.
Whoa, dude.
She said, "I'm glad you had a nice time, honey, but don't rush anything." And I said, "No, I don't
know. That's good advice.
I just know he's the one."
Wow. What did he do?
We probably shouldn't know.
I don't know. We talked all night. We talked all night.
Yeah, it was just easy. You know when it's easy.
Right.
It's not forced.
Right.
There's not awkward silence. Right. The silence is comfortable.
Right. She spilled things. He catches it.
He kept water away from her.
Right. It was a wedding gift. Scotch guard.
Yeah.
Scotch guard. He repels water now.
And then how long from the first date to the proposal? Well, how long from the first date to where you're like, hey, we're going to be exclusive now?
No, it was pretty much right away.
Yeah, pretty much from
the beginning.
Yeah. You knew.
It was
you
right away.
And Jeff, you felt the same way,
and then
obviously.
In 3 years, we got engaged.
3 years.
That's not bad.
Right.
Okay.
3 years. And then we got married the year that we got engaged.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
So short engagement.
Yes.
And so was this one of those?
Well, he actually planned a lot of the wedding. So we booked two dates with the church. One was the following year and one was that year. And then he called me up at work and he said, "Listen, I have the florist." His brother was a florist. "I have the florist. I have the limo. We can get the venue on this date. How about we just get married this year?"
Wow.
Whoa.
Let's get it done.
Yeah, you knew. See, he knew you were special. He was like, "I got to lock this in pretty quick."
Exactly. Seal this deal quickly.
Yeah. Wow, I like a guy who's organized.
Nice.
Did a good job.
What was your first dance?
Our first dance? I don't know, but Rod Stewart, "Have I Told You Lately," was our wedding song.
Okay.
That's what I mean. That was your wedding song. So that was the...
That was our wedding song.
Okay.
Nice.
Now, is that his song or is that somebody else's song?
It's Van Morrison's.
Oh, it is. Okay, that's one of the ones.
Well, I've learned that it's Van Morrison's.
Van Morrison has the better version.
Huh. Wow. She just
silenced
that one, right.
Silence, you hear her.
She's like,
wow.
She's like, "I will kill you." She's like, "I'll give you a road
out." I like AJ better. I like Vincent Field better.
I don't blame her. Is this the Rod Stewart version?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good version.
It's a very good version.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding with you.
"Have I told you lately that I love you?"
Is he forgetful or?
That's right. Now he really means it when he asks.
Have I told you lately
I
love you?
I forgot. Have I?
Am I wearing pants?
And what's your name?
Am I wearing pants?
Have I told you where the keys were?
Did we already go to the dumpster? Hi, where's the cheese whiz?
So I guess Jeff is not a huge fan of Rod Stewart.
I mean,
well, I
you know what?
Blown on him.
I like him, and every time I go, I'm glad that I sort of complain about it before we go.
Right.
But then once I'm there and I see him, then I actually enjoy it. Because he's still a good. I think he's still a good showman.
Yeah.
He's still a good showman. He puts on a good show.
It's a lifer.
I think he relates to the audience really well, and I don't know. I think you know
the concerts. Are
I like
early.
I like the joke about it. But I think
but you've grown
puts
to
on
like
a good
it.
Show. Yeah, absolutely.
The show
absolutely.
Starts at 4 in the afternoon.
Right. Did he do anything to in tribute to Ozzy Osbourne?
He did.
Did he?
Did. Yep. He had Ozzy's picture up, and he took a moment, and he said he just wanted to, you know, I don't remember exactly what he said, but, you know, we just want to, you know, pay tribute.
You remember she spilled water on your shirt.
Right. moment of silence.
And if it, kind of shirt it was.
That's right.
By the way, if it hadn't been water, if it was something else, I would have left, gone and bought a shirt and come back.
And come back.
I'm that kind of guy.
See?
Wow.
Nuts. I'm nuts. Uh-huh. Nuts.
No, that's, you're very particular.
Yeah.
Now, is everything in your life neat like this?
Kind of.
Everything.
Pretty much. Anything like vanity related, 100%.
So you sleep on top of the covers?
I have a silk pillowcase.
Right.
Reduces wrinkles.
Right.
It does. I'm not lying.
Oh, you're serious?
I'm 100% serious.
Oh, wow.
Hyperbaric chamber, yeah. Blue light, everything. Yep.
How annoying is that for you, Linda?
No, it's fine. I like it that way.
Oh, good. Good. Good.
Yeah, but when we get ready to go out, I have to, like,
you're
she'll go
one.
In the bathroom
well,
first.
I'm usually
to get
waiting.
Ready. Exactly.
Right. I'm usually ready long before he is.
Oh, man, like, that's my dream.
She's like, hurry up, for God's sake.
That's my dream.
You tried on four different outfits. Oh,
I know your pain.
My medicine cabinet looks like, you know, Nordstrom's or CVS. I have every anti-wrinkle cream known to mankind.
And everything's like positioned just so.
Navel's facing out.
Yep.
Wow. We had to remortgage our house to buy these products.
Right.
Well, Linda, you sound great. So, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
She puts up with a lot, let me tell you.
Jeff was telling me that you're not big on coming on the air. So
nope, she's not. She's
thank you for trusting us with that.
Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you. Thanks for going easy on me.
Jeff DeDaria, News 8 in studio. We were talking about Rod Stewart and how many times he's gone to see him.
Yeah.
Forced, but not forced.
Right.
Dave in Orange.
Hey, how are you? I saw Rod Stewart and Cheap Trick last year at the amphitheater. It was a really good show.
Cool.
How many times have you seen Rod Stewart?
Just once.
Okay.
Just once. But Rod Stewart's more accomplished as a model railroader as he is as a rock star.
Oh, really?
As a what?
Model railroader.
What does that mean?
Model trains.
He's on the cover of Model Railroader magazine. He's got a huge big
Really? Yeah, he's wearing the conductor's hat and everything. It's silly.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, forever
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Like, he's really into it.
What he does, he like gets all these kits and stuff, and he just scratch builds them while he's on tour.
Wow, when he's on tour, how do you move that around with you?
This is Rody's problem.
So hold on, wait.
He does huge big buildings or...
Yeah.
So he brings...
Like HO size kit, like in the crafts, arts and crafts, but it's a huge big...
Yeah.
I think it's at his place wherever it's at, but
did you
look,
Dave, did you say he brings model trains with him on tour?
Well, he brings his kits with him, like certain kits, like if he wants to build a house or a building.
Yeah,
he builds
like the landscape and stuff for it. Yeah.
Yeah, he'll take it with him and he'll build it while he's on tour.
Yeah.
So some guys won't eat brown M&Ms, have to take them out.
Yeah.
And then Rod Stewart brings a conductor's hat and a train.
He demands glue.
That's right.
He must have looked
strong glue
at Bridgeport when he went by a couple times, you know?
Oh, right, because you could see the train comes right by, so he was into that?
Well, I was at the show, and there was like these two engines getting towed, and you could hear it, the hum, before he even got there.
You're like, Rod, where'd he go? He's chasing after the train.
Well, my wife just texted me, Dave, that he has a room with the trains in it, and he will not let his wife go in there.
That's his toys, yeah.
But I heard he's more accomplished being on the cover of Model Railroading magazine than he is on Rolling Stone, actually.
So he's been on Modern Railroad more than Rolling Stone?
Right.
Yes.
He is going to cover Thomas the Tank Engine theme next.
Yeah, so he's one of those guys. He doesn't just have an engine. He knows it's a replica of this particular engine that was in service between these years on this line.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm a model railroader, but I'm not that, like, too into it. I mean, I just...
You don't sound like it.
Those guys are like...
He can afford to,
though. They'll take all their boxcars and they'll number them. Like, I just buy them off the shelf and whatever's numbers, you know?
So I buy hair pomade and Rod Stewart buys trains.
Right, exactly.
That's kind of what we're saying, right?
Right.
Well, Jeff, I love your hair. I wish I had hair like that.
No kidding.
Yeah, man.
He looks like a model.
Yeah. You say Lionel to Rod Stewart is a turn-on.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Jeff, is your wife taller than you? Or
no, she's about the same height, but that I get that a lot. I just got it the other day when I was in Cheshire.
My house,
everybody's like, oh, wow, you're a lot shorter in person.
Aren't folks nice?
Yeah.
And that's why you seem more intelligent.
My wife's 3 inches taller than me.
What do people say to you?
They say, you know, they say...
You seem smarter on the air than in person?
No, that's what I tell them. When they say they're stupid, I say, you seem more intelligent before you started talking. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I guess DJ got his doctor's note today, huh?
Oh, I got it last week, man.
Yeah, no, he got it.
Couldn't be here.
Oh, last week. Oh, I saw the podcast. I'm
Dave,
sorry.
Do you have work or something to do?
Wait, hold on. I think the train just ran off the track. No. You got to go.
I got to go to derailment, or I'll be right back.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
How nice, Dave, to call in.
Yeah.
How about the train trivia?
Who knew?
I heard something about it, you know,
that's why your audience is great.
Wasn't
like,
the trains?
You just never know.
Yeah, I never knew.
I just remember the time that he was also at the Ferraris, and there were potholes in the street, of where he drives his Ferrari. So
yeah.
He personally filled
them. He went out and fixed them.
Fixed the potholes himself.
Yeah. Yeah, he seems like a cool enough guy.
Yeah. Mm.
He's got the hair going too, by the way.
Wouldn't mind as a neighbor. Yeah.
It's a trademark. Sometimes his logo is just the top of his head. And
I noticed,
don't see his face.
I noticed
his hair.
And you know who it is.
And you know who it is.
You know exactly.
Those spikes. Yeah.
But I noticed too, when he took one of his little breaks and the female singers sang, he came back out and he was a lot more coiffed than he was before.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you had people back there.
The hairdressers back there, yeah.
See, I notice that stuff, Chaz. Yep.
Yeah.
He's sipping his cucumber water and somebody else is like, I put him
doing
out.
His hair. Exactly. Yeah, he's taking oxygen. They're doing hair.
Yeah.
Good height. They're steaming his face.
It's like a pit crew.
He's still in good shape, though.
No, he is. He does. He moves around a lot.
No, but he's still in good shape. No, weight, but you weight
guys,
wise.
Yeah, you guys have a lot in common because he's very particular about his clothes as well.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't think I could wear the diamond pants, though, on News 8 tonight. That might not
diamond pants.
I might get called in.
Right. Yeah.
He had some diamond studded pants on and stuff.
Right.
Got cool outfits, though.
Yeah.
You know?
So you don't go to the beach, right?
I like the beach, but I don't like to get sand on me.
Right. No, exactly.
Well,
get rid of the sand.
No, you're not going to go in the water and come out.
No, I'm not doing that.
No.
Right. And if I go to the beach, I have to put a towel on my face.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Why is that?
No wrinkles.
Because the sun, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sun. Right.
See? Vince,
though. Well, I already know because I go tanning and I look like a baseball glove, so like you don't. You know?
Right. I'm not going to spend all this money and all this time and then go to in the sun and let it ruin it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Chaz, AJ, and leather belt.
So you don't go to the beach. You don't go to outdoor concerts.
No, I'll go to outdoor concerts. I like
that.
Oh,
you will?
Yeah.
You wear a ball cap?
No, he I don't ever wear a hat. Even in the winter.
Why would you cover that masterpiece?
Exactly.
That's like network hair, by the way.
We did find out the priority, though. It's hair first, then skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I think we figured it out.
But even in like winter storm coverage, they're like, oh, do you want a News 8 hat? I'm like, no, I'm good.
No.
Really?
The hair can withstand.
I'll wear earmuffs if it's really cold.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, if I had that hair, I wouldn't wear a hat either.
Right.
I wouldn't cover that up. I'd be like, look at my hair.
Yeah. That can stop a bullet.
Now, do you wear a lot of cologne or no?
What's your cologne rule? A lot. Like, I'm not like trying to be.
Well,
I wear it.
Do you have your cologne for the day on right now?
Yeah.
It's just enough because I didn't know.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, there's a hint.
No. So okay. I ran into one of you. People, you know, with the hair and everything's perfect.
One of you
at a restaurant.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We're outside dining.
Yeah.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
And as soon as I saw the guy, I'm like, that's a Jeff Dedarian type. Over there. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, it's like,
I get
the
it.
Hair's perfect. It's a good looking guy. His clothes is all together.
Roster in the background.
You know, right. It's almost annoying for people like me, like us mortals.
Almost?
You see that. And you're like, right. That's kind of annoying. You got everything. Like, yeah. Really?
Not really.
So we sit down, and now the cologne. And I'm like, I know who it is.
Yep.
I know who it is.
I don't even have to look around and guess.
I did have a guy who
was him
interviewing once outside at like City Hall or somewhere. He said to me, your cologne is offensive to me. And I'm like,
geez.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't have too much on. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
No.
I can't take it back now.
Tom,
I'm sorry.
No, I have a very sensitive nose. If you had too much on, mm-hmm. I would have known like before.
See,
you
now
got to
I'm
your
thinking,
seat.
Did I not put enough on?
No, I get a hint of it right here.
Yeah, no, you've got a good radius.
And that's what you want. You want a hint. You don't
if we hugged, right?
I might smell it.
Then you might smell it, but
that's fine.
Yeah.
That's as close as I would like to be.
Yeah.
I don't want it from the other room.
If we're standing together and I smell a little hint of, you know, whatever it is, that's fine.
Right. Ideal.
This guy was a table away from us.
Yeah.
We are outside and like my mouth, I felt like it was in my mouth.
Right. Oh.
And my nose was a little burny.
I didn't get the headache,
but like I started feeling the pressure behind my eyeballs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is a guy who's been putting this on too much for years. He doesn't smell it anymore.
All you got to do is just toss a match.
Yeah, the alcohol. That's it.
So now, AJ, when you and I started working together, you used to...
I used to, yeah.
Right.
What kind of cologne was AJ? Like Polo?
Well, no, I used to be.
Dracar?
Dracar.
AJ, Dracar.
He knew he picked it out.
So good.
You're two for two. Keep going.
Dracar.
Guess now.
Right? Chess King.
Guess now.
Chess King clothes.
Guess now. What am I wearing now?
Well, we didn't hug yet.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's after the show.
So he used to come in, this back when we first started working together.
I
have very, as soon as I quit smoking, man, I could smell everything now.
Imagine my joy. Oh.
And he'd walk in and like, I'd get a headache.
And you would tell me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd be like, dude, you got to back off on this stuff. I'm like, how much do you put on? He goes, well, I spray myself three times. Then I spray one in the air and walk through it.
Right.
I did.
Do you do that?
But it's usually, I don't do the walkthrough thing, but it's usually like spray to the one side of the neck, one side of the neck, and then the back of your wrist.
Yeah.
You're supposed to do that. Then you go like,
that comes in handy.
Kind of motion like this.
Stinky people, you go like this.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No, now I do one small shot in the front. One small shot in the back. That's it.
I'll have to try the back. I'll have to try the back.
Yeah, back. It could
be too much, though.
Right here.
Like, to Chaz's point,
I think you're at the right level right now.
You haven't complained. I've been doing that for, like, easily over 2 years now.
And I never bother me.
I work coach, by the way, in case you're wondering.
Okay. Ooh, Tom coach. Ford.
Yeah.
Tom Ford's my guy.
Nice.
Tom Ford. That sounds expensive.
Yeah.
Is it?
It is a little bit.
Yeah.
They're all a little
bit. I mean, I don't buy it at Walgreens.
It ain't cheap.
Right. They don't lock it up in Walgreens.
You can't be making that much money over at News 8, though.
I
the clothes, he's got like network level clothes.
And I go to Macy's, by the way.
Jeff, always great to have you on, man.
Love coming in. Thank you so much, guys.
So much
I really, really appreciate
follow
it. Follow
this freaking guy.
He did.
Yeah, dude.
I wish Jeff, I could come in every day. Can you guys send Vince home and I'll stay?
You're the second guest.
But I don't go tanning, though. But
you
know, I don't go tanning.
Oh, you know, it'd be funny. You two. You do a makeover with Vince.
Oh, all right.
You bring him out shopping.
Yes.
Yeah. Get his hair cut.
I told him on Instagram yesterday, I was like, Jeff, every time you come in, I have to wear a button-up shirt now because I feel funny wearing a T-shirt when you're here.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing this sloppy Hawaiian
shirt. I don't even know.
Shirt,
we'd have to attack the hair first. Or
the hair and the beard.
The beard, the shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably haven't seen me when I actually go get my hair like trimmed up.
A beard wouldn't be bad if you put a comb through it.
It's early in the morning, man.
I hear you.
It's in there.
It's a good look for you.
Contacts? What about contacts? No,
I could do. I've done contacts before. I'm whatever you want to do, man. You're the host.
I know we got to go. I'll shut up in a second. But you do the tanning thing?
Not tanning. I go to the beach and sit out and
tan.
Okay.
So not a tanning bed.
Not in a couple years.
Okay.
I used to do that, but not anymore.
Got it. All right.
Fat looks better.
There we go.
That could be your next assignment.
Yes.
Right. Makeover with Vince. I love that.
Nice.
I love it.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.